It's a chamber chat. And you are still homeless. Wow.
No.
Business-wise?
No, we moved
you're
back
in there.
In.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we're
good.
Officially back in.
Officially back in. There was a deal that came up today that I saw. It says celebrating 15 years.
Yeah.
So what's that all about, huh?
Yeah.
15 years.
I know. 15 years of open door gifts at
wow.
Meeker Memorial Hospital and Clinics.
And that must be your kind of your highlight member this time
yeah.
around?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those email blasts that our members have
sure.
The perk of being able to utilize, and they wanted to get that word out to everybody, and so
right.
we helped them do that.
Right. And they've got special goings on there, so that's kind of
yeah.
a neat deal. They've got, you know, a spend this much and you get this much gift card, and it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Absolutely, yeah.
Between the fall, the pumpkin-y, the, you know, the Thanksgiving sort of stuff, and Christmas, it's, yeah, it is. It's just that time.
It's gearing up.
Yeah, how about that? So, well, what do you think over there at the office now? Are you impressed with the work that was done?
Absolutely. It brightened things up. It's incredible yeah. what a fresh coat of paint can do.
And especially you guys went kind of white or off-white or whatever.
Yes. But, yeah. yeah, we did. Yep. And then we'll just pull in color wherever we see fit. But yeah, it really did clean everything up. And with the new flooring, it really tied everything together. So.
Okay. All right. Something that came up yesterday, in fact, you and I just talked about it a little bit ago. For those that are will hear us talk about it like we did yesterday with the gal from Meeker Manor. What is Meeker in Motion?
Meeker in Motion.
Yes, tell us about that because people hear about it. Let's find out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just had our October session last week, actually, and it is a leadership program for anyone within Meeker County
mm-hmm.
Or that, you know, they don't have to live in Meeker County, but if they work in Meeker County. So
sure.
it's a way for us to kind of build up our leaders here and to really inspire them to be the best leader that they can be and the best follower that they can be.
Sure.
So we have a cohort of 20 up to 24 each year. This year we have 23 participants.
Oh boy.
Yeah, ranging, you know, male, female. We have different age ranges,
mm-hmm.
different careers, you know, different industries. So it's exciting to bring all of those individuals together and kind of see what they can build on.
Yeah.
And so they have, with our partnership with the University of Minnesota Extension, we offer 1 month, just about every other month is education. They learn about being a leader and different tools they can take away.
Okay.
And then on those off months, we do tours of businesses
really?
Throughout Meeker County. So this last month, we were in Cosmos, Grove City, Kingston, and
you guys Forest get City. Around.
So
oh,
yeah, that was
man.
That was our biggest travel day.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we will tour Litchfield. We have Eden Valley, Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of hit up all of those communities in Meeker County and see what they have to offer.
Yeah, why not? What the heck?
Absolutely,
that's good stuff. So,
yeah.
All right. So I've interrupted, and I know you've got stuff on your list, but I
yeah.
just wanted to ask about that only because, like I say, it comes up enough.
Yeah,
it's kind of neat to know.
Yeah,
anyone.
You don't have to be a chamber member business.
Yeah.
Yep. So, so if you're interested, we can get you information. And then next year, that would be something you could consider joining. But yeah,
okay.
we're always looking for individuals looking to
all right.
be better leaders.
Okay. And then you are, I know, planning an open house.
Yes, tomorrow.
Only hours away.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why we do this to ourselves, but but it's going to be good. So
yeah.
we just moved back in yesterday. So we've been, Ryan has been hard at work. We've been cleaning and putting things back in their place.
Right.
So, I mean, not everything will be 100%. It'll still be work in progress, but
yeah.
it'll be a chance for anybody to come in, the community to come and celebrate with us and check out the new space and have some treats. And
right. In the old days, like I'm talking really old, like when I was on the Chamber Ambassadors, it was called back then, in probably the late 80s and early 90s, the Chamber was a spot to go get a map and maybe a design of Lake Ripley. It's changed a bunch, hasn't it? What
it has.
Really the Chamber serves and what they have.
Absolutely, yeah.
yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of that comes with, too, housing the Visitors Bureau out of there.
Mm-hmm.
We just are really a wealth of information. You know,
right.
we have, we're kind of the go-to thanks to Judy and Marla. They really, you know, have been here all their lives, and so they created this space for people to come to and find any information they might need. So Ryan and I are really trying to educate ourselves and get to know people, and hopefully to live up to a little bit of that.
Sure, yeah, okay, all right. What else have you got on your magic list there?
Yeah, well, again, we have that open house tomorrow. You can visit us anytime during our office hours of 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Right. It is also National Support Your Chamber of Commerce Day, so we thought
it
was fitting. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So come and celebrate with us both ways.
Yep.
And then the next things we have coming up, we're going to be celebrating National Frankenstein Friday with Litchfield. Yeah. National Frankenstein Friday on Friday, what is that, the 25th, from 3 to 5. Litchfield Downtown Council is hosting that. And so we'll be in our office giving away treats, and the kids can come through. And yeah, I know, it'll be fun.
Is Frankenstein going to be there?
You know, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
maybe.
That would be a good question for the Downtown Council.
That's right. You'll have to pay attention.
Right, yeah. And then that Sunday, the 27th, we have Trunk or Treat from 3 to 5 over in the parking lot across from the high school.
Oh, that's right. You guys do that one over there.
Yep. Yeah, so we'll take part in that as well, which is always a huge turnout.
Right.
And then, as if we weren't busy enough, on the 30th, we have a lunch and learn, AI in action with Vivid Image.
Whoa,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
That sounds high tech.
I know it is, but it's going to be good. I think a lot of people have a lot of questions about AI, so I think it'll be a good opportunity if you want to learn a little bit more about it and understand it a little
better.
Especially
because people hear such bad things about it.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be running our lives with robots in, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, but there's so many positive things to it, and they're going to give us that lowdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can sign up for that lunch and learning. It's open to anybody. It's 11:30 to 1. You can come and join and learn for free. But if you'd like to add a lunch to that, there's a $15 fee.
Sure. Well, gotta have some chow.
Absolutely.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, we're on to the holidays. So we have Small Business Saturday, November 30th. We'll be partnering with Light Up Litchfield this year.
Because that's a real late. Yeah, that's right. That's the last day of the month.
Yeah. So we are gearing up for November. And
they're going to flip the lights on about that day?
Yep. That'll be the lighting ceremony.
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus. We will have some carriage rides.
Wow.
Hopefully some carolers. But.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that in the past, and I don't know that it's necessarily part of the chamber, but you're well aware of it, they've had kind of a Christmas parade around here.
Yeah.
Too. That's got to be, I'm guessing, I went across the street to where Darlene is there. I'm guessing there's something going on again this year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They have that going on. I believe it's the second week in December, but I can't quote you on that, on the date.
Real close to my wife's birthday, as I remembered last year.
Yeah. And last year was a huge turnout, and the weather was beautiful. So fingers crossed they have that same.
I don't know how many they pulled through there, but they had a lot of them.
Yeah, they did.
So, and excellent stuff. So, yeah, we're there. We're in that fall into, well, and I was northern Minnesota this weekend. You were, you know, at the wedding, but I was up there, and Sunday morning we had about this much snow on the ground.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I can just tell you that it's not too far away, and hopefully we get all our happy farmers out of the field, and then I guess you got to get ready because it's winter and it's part of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to like it. So, all right. You got to like it or else lump it. You know, you can complain about it, I guess, but it's so much easier to just like it than deal with it. So, all right. Anything else you got? Your upcoming next week, you're going to have maybe a guest with you?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We don't like you to solo all the time.
I know. I don't
puts
like it.
Too much pressure on you. You know.
I know. It's fun to hear other people. So, yes, I'll have a guest next week.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's find out where to get a hold of you. If people have questions, they want to get a hold of their chamber or whatever. And how do you do that?
Yeah. 320-693-8184. Litch.com. You can stop by 219 North Sibley Avenue or send us an email, Janae@litch.com or Rayanne@litch.com.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming in. All right. See you next week.
Thanks.